Well, God bless you today. This is Co-Pastor Elmer Hess Sr. Just want to try to share a word that the Lord gave me many, many years ago. And I was going through one of my old manuscripts, and I see where the Lord blessed doing this message. And I just want to share it again in the year 2024. I pray that this will be a blessing to someone on today. This word that the Lord gave me many, many years ago, approximately 25 years ago. In the book of Isaiah, the 40th chapter, verses 28 through 31, King James Version, it says, "Has thou not known, has thou not heard, that the everlasting God, the Lord, the Creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not, neither is weary, there is no searching of his understanding. He giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no might he increaseth strength. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fail." Here's the good news. "But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength, and they shall mount up with wings as eagles, and they shall run as eagles, and not be weary as eagles, and they shall walk as eagles, and they shall not faint." May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his word on today. Today, I just want to take my time and just share this wonderful message that I ran across where the Lord blessed many, many years ago. Today, I want to use that same scripture today, and I want to also use the same title to this message. If you want to fly like the eagles, you cannot run with the turkeys. If you want to fly in this day and time of 2024, if you want to fly, or in case you want to fly like the eagle, you cannot run with the turkeys. And that scripture is found in Isaiah 40 and 28 that I read to go along with our passage scripture for today. Man cannot fly. But there is a metaphoric application that I want to say in the scriptures on today, and the scriptures that I'm going to use, that if you really want to fly like the eagle, you cannot run with the turkeys. Did you know that the Lord desires that all of his children reach their full potential? Of all of the known creatures on earth, only birds and man sing. I said only birds and men sing. The road to heaven is cluttered with the remains of people who had great plans, great potential, yet those same people were unable to reach their full spiritual potentials. It takes a willingness and it takes a sacrifice in order to reach your full spiritual potential. And 3 John tells us that it would not reaching our spiritual potential is the greatest potential that there is. Possibilities comes by believing. You have to believe in something that can be done, something that is capable of coming to pass. Many times we are believing, but there's something wrong with what we are believing, because if we stay in a certain state, we will never reach that which we are believing for. It requires believing, and it also requires changing and becoming who God would have us to become. Even when it comes to leadership, many times people want to become leaders, but they have not been followers. But if you want to be a good leader, you first have to have been a good follower. If you can't be a good leader and you can't be a good follower, I once read where it says, at least be a good getter out of the way. So all of us, we need people around us whose input brings balance and stability to our lives. And then it causes us to be strong in the Lord. When you have a pastor that loves you, concerned about you, feeds the word to you, encourages you when you're right and rebukes you when you're wrong, is an invaluable part of your future success if you want to fly with the eagles. If you only want to run with turkeys, your pastor is not required to have any of those attributes that I just spoke about if you only want to run with the turkeys. But if you want to fly, like the scripture says there in Isaiah 40th chapter, if you want to fly spiritually, if you want to fly in the spirit, if you want to fly with the anointing, it's going to require that you discontinue running with the turkeys. We need people around us that's going to help us and encourage us to be who God says that we can be. Scripture says that you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. A lot of people want to be encouraged, whether they're right or whether they're wrong. But in order to be encouraged when you're right, then you have to be ready to make the changes God would have us to make so that we can be who God says that we can be. And as pastor, we need the boldness to stand up and stand before the people of God and tell them what thus said the Lord. Some people rebuke people when they are right and encourage people when they're wrong. That's backwards. God does not want us to do that. God does not want us to encourage people that are wrong, because someone once said, when they were speaking about encouraging and what you reward, when you reward people that's doing wrong, you're rewarding something that is not going to turn out well in the end. So we need to have a relationship with God. We need to have a relationship with our immediate family. We need to have a relationship with our brothers and sisters in the Lord, because God will use your pastor and his team for each and every event that comes along long term affecting your life. You're going to need somebody to speak a word of life into your life. And sometimes it takes a long time for us to realize how critically important how the ministry is in our lives. Where you are fed can be just what God has for you to be fed. And once we accept the Lord as our Savior, then the ministry comes to the front of the line. As far as when it comes to direction is concerned, we must learn how to guard your spirit. Time you have to ask the Lord, Lord, will you do something within me to help me to guard my spirit? So I want to talk today on a couple of biblical laws in the Bible. A law, a spiritual law, simply put, it means a principle or a fact or a process that cannot change. It's called a law or a biblical law. When there are biblical laws in the Word of God, then we don't want to try to change those laws, because those are some unchangeable laws that you find in the Bible. And we have to know that God will work that same law each and every time, such as the law of gravity, the law of faith, and then the law of belief. You have to know how to believe God for whatever it is that God has for you to believe. And one biblical law or principle is in the Genesis law. It speaks about everything that is created, reproduced, and it reproduced after its own kind. That's called the Genesis law, where everything reproduced after its own kind. The Bible says the sheep beget other sheep. You cannot clone an elephant into causing that elephant to reproduce chickens, because everything reproduced after its own kind. Did you know that someone's spirit is getting on you? People are either good for you or they are no good for you. And so we have to enter into his gates with thanksgiving, and we have to enter into his courts with praise, so that we can receive the word of God through the Spirit of God. And you do that in the house of God. Sometimes we need to use the glory check, not only at church, but around our family, around our neighbors, and even on the workplace. I call it the glory check. Sometimes you have to examine someone, time, people that you're going to spend time with. You have to have what I call the glory check. Every now and then, you have to hear them saying glory, and even put a hallelujah on there. Did you know when a person enters your life, whether it's momentarily, or you marry them, or you're just acquainted with them, they not only bring their body, they bring their experiences, they bring their opinions, which is more than enough, because people around you can quench your spirit. They can actually kill your spirit. They also, and more importantly, they can bring their spirit. That's why we must be careful and pay close attention to the people that we associate with. We have to make sure that we come out from among them, as the Bible says. So we have to get as far away as you can from the people with a negative spirit. You have to have a spirit of discernment. And when you have a spirit of discernment, and when you are spirit-filled, you can detect or discern when someone has taken on an unfamiliar spirit. Did you know that people can take on an unfamiliar spirit? Also, you can tell when a person has been in the presence of the Lord, or the presence of the Lord is in the person. Our goal ought to be spirituality, and we want to have spiritual success. And often, many successful people, whether in the spiritual or in the natural, they have learned a second law or a second principle. That second principle is the law of association, which simply means is you will eventually be like whoever you associate with. You possess the power to be influenced, and you also possess the power to influence others. And so, are you an influencer, or are you being influenced? Paul said, greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. In Proverbs 13:20 says, he that walketh with wise men shall be wise, but a companion of fools shall be destroyed. So if you want to fly with the eagles, you must quit running with the turkeys. Sometimes you just have to stop, go look in the mirror and say, I quit running with the turkeys. That's the law of association. Again, the law of association is whoever you are in close association with is who you're going to become. Let me tell you something about the eagle and the turkey. The eagle and the turkeys are from the same fowl or bird family. The turkey, on one hand, is limited to doing the ordinary, while the eagle can do the extraordinary. Someone said, ordinary just won't do. Not everyone is destined or called to be average. You can end up being the leader that you've been searching for. David understood the law of association. David said, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of ungodly, nor stand in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord. Moses understood the law of association as well. Peter understood the law of association as well. In the case of Moses, he refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to suffer afflictions with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season. Abner, in the Bible, he failed to understand the law of association, and it cost him his life in the book of Genesis. Abner had made it into a safe place, but then he went too close to the gate, and one of the enemies drew him outside of the gate of safety, and it caused Abner's life to be taken. Somebody said you cannot follow a parked car. The law of Genesis, it precedes the law of association. In Genesis 1 and 11, it says, and God said, let the earth bring forth grass, the herb yielding seed, and the fruit tree yielding fruit after his kind. The law of Genesis is a principle of reproduction of its own kind. In everything about the law of Genesis, God saw that it was good. And this same law is true in the spiritual realm. Everything produces after its own kind. You cannot get away from the Genesis law. That's why the person in authority is so important, whether it be in the home, in the workplace, in the classroom, or even in the church, and especially in the church. You point out a pastor who is filled with unbelief, and I'll also show you out a people that is filled with unbelief. On the other hand, you show me a pastor who runs down his people, and I'll show you people who run down their pastor. Show me a pastor of faith, power, and vision, and I'll show you people of faith, power, and vision. It's called the law of association. The law of association is powerful, but the Genesis law is even stronger than the law of association. Even if all of your associates are eagles, if those who birthed you were turkeys, then you are a turkey. Jesus told Nicodemus, you must be born again, Nick. Although we were all born turkeys because we were born in sin and we were shaped in iniquity, thank God for salvation. Because the Bible says, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away, and behold, all things are become new. That if you shall confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shall believe in thine heart, God has raised him from the dead. The scripture says, thou shalt be saved. In the natural realm, once a turkey, it cannot be changed because its destiny is set. But in the spiritual law, you can choose to change. You determine by your association your spiritual development. In the natural, birds of a feather, someone said, flock together. The Bible says, behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall be changed. And the songwriter put it like this, said, one glad morning, when this life is over, I'm going to fly away. So when you look at the Word of God, you have to know that God wants us to be who He has assigned for us to be. I want you to know today is that if you want to, if you have a desire to fly with the eagles, as it says there in the book of Isaiah, the 40th chapter, if you have that desire to grow, if you have that desire to be strong in the Lord, if you have that desire to come out from among them and be ye separate as the Lord has said, all you have to do is just seek the Lord with your whole heart. You have to ask the Lord to come into your heart and mend that broken heart, touch that heart that has become corrupt. And you just have to confess your faults and ask the Lord to save you and to wash you and to cleanse you in His wonderful blood. And I guarantee you that if you want to fly like the eagles and you're tired of running with the turkeys, Jesus simply said, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden. And He said, I will give you rest. But you have to take His yoke upon you and then learn of Him, for He is meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest unto your souls. God bless you. I just want to share that little message with you on today, and I pray that you got something out of this word that comes from the Lord. God bless.